Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Lighthouse Baptist Church is in 40 days of prayer and fasting as a first assault on the strongholds of Satan that he has established, holding America under his power, stealing from us the right of consent so we have no choice in the election of our leaders. They're selected for us now by our enemies, murdering the innocent, promoting the life, family, and soul-destroying LGBTQ agenda, barring judgment against evildoers, and turning the sword of civil justice contrary to its ordained purpose, Romans 13, using it to protect the guilty and to assault or persecute the righteous, and holding entire countries and populations in darkness by unlawfully restricting gospel ministry, and achieving this mostly by keeping Christians asleep in a deceit-induced stupor. This is phase one. Bind the strong man. Bring down his strongholds. Phase two to follow. So, feeling a prophet's boil today, my friends? Hang on. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Before we get started, I have an important announcement to make. Jesus Christ is King, and all mankind are his subjects. And as he predicted, his citizens would hate him and in a rage cry against him, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us," quote unquote. While a little over 2/3 of his own servants, that's 7 out of 10, betray him and join the heathen in full tantrum to aid and abet the overthrow of Christianity in the earth or of his rule in the earth. And then 1/3 of the 3 remaining, that's 1 of 3 servants, are, well, just worthless. 2 were God-fearing capitalists. And 1 was a bitter, complaining communist. Actually, I'm not kidding. Read Luke 19:12-27 with hearing ears and seeing eyes. But Christ also declared the coming day of his return, when the faithful servants will be rewarded, and by the way, with rule over the cities of this earth, while the unfaithful will be made servant to the faithful. And then he will say, "But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither, and slay them before me," quote unquote. And so the meek, my friend, not the weak, shall indeed inherit the earth. The Moses meek, you know, who cast down the stone tablets broken by the wickedness of God's own people, and then proceeded to beat their golden calves to powder, mixed it in their drinking water, and commanded they drink their own shame. And then the Jesus meek, who took a whip and drove out the money changers, turned over their tables and bid them depart. Not the Judas meek, whose wicked simpering affected self-righteous indignation against the effusions of worship from Mary and Christ's acceptance of her lavish gift. Judas, whose hidden motive was love of money and coveting power, betrayed Christ Jesus to the authorities and marked him for capture by a meek little kiss. Not the meekness of those who pretend pacifism while practicing murder, who play up pacifism and then attack a Republican running for governor with a knife while he's on stage, who say, "Peace, peace," with a dagger in their left hand intended for the fifth rib of their opponent. Not that meek. They will be turned into hell. But the truly meek under God, whose spirit is subdued to his, and whose minds are subordinated to his, and whose heart affections are set on things above, that's the meek who will inherit. All else will be gathered before him on that day and slaughtered in his sight. For Christ will reign. What's that I hear? Is it thunder? No, the roar of a great lion, perhaps. No. No, it's Jehovah's laughter, the rolling thunderous roar reverberating across the heavens as he that sitteth in the heavens laughs in delight of his righteous son and the vindication of his rule in heaven and in earth. It's time for your brain massage. And no, this is not an error. It's show plan for today.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. a gourmet meal for the mind.
A caveat. Not all Democrats are demented. Not all Republicans are rascals. Not all libertarians are lawless. And not all independents are isolationists. Having that clarification laid down to facilitate our conversation today, I will stipulate that virtually all office-holding Democrats, with their left-leaning and communist counterparts scattered here and there in the fascist tech and green socialist left parties, who today find common ground with the many Republicrats, joined by their warmongering warlords among at least some who call themselves independents and those arrogant libertarians among them that imagine liberty is license and law is amoral, they join together in one voice to say, we will not have Christ to reign over us. We will not receive his commandments that we were told to go and teach them. We will not be governed by his rule. We will not be one nation under God, but rather a borderless wasteland under Nimrodians, you know, self-proclaimed gods who deny nature itself in their raging defiance against nature's God. Indeed, the ragers are gone insane. I'm past weeping for you. And I fear, except we repent, I will be past praying for you. Now, speaking rhetorically, by the way, don't drop your jaw in even mock horror. Here, in the day Israel rejected the rule of God in favor or a deference to the rule of men, back in Samuel's day, he warned the people that their king would take and take and take and take. Read for Samuel 8. He will take your sons to make his instruments of war, and then send them to fight his wars, not God's. And he will take your sons to labor in his fields for his personal profit. And he will take your daughters to feed his appetites. And he will take the best of your fields and your vineyards and olive yards to reward his wicked officers and servants. He will take away the fruits of your labor to feed himself and to expand his kingdom. And the day will come when you will cry out because of the oppression of your rulers that you have chosen, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. And yet after he warned them of all this, Samuel promised, God forbid that I should sin against God in ceasing to pray for you. But 457 years later, because the people had for so long set up rulers, but not by me, saith the Lord, Hosea 8:4, God finally said to his prophet Jeremiah three times, pray not for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. That's Jeremiah 7:16, 11:14, and 14:11. He told Jeremiah, do not pray to me for their good. But God has not bid me cease to pray, not yet. I am interceding that God will give his people today what he gave to his people then. We're only 246 years in as a nation under God. Grant, O Lord, a reprieve and extend our peace another 211 years, at least. Revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you. Your remnant, though small, and with but a little strength, with humbled hearts are praying, seeking your face, turning from our wickedness, begging your forgiveness, confessing our grievous sin of turning our land over to the power of unreasonable and wicked men and evil women, casting truth to the street and shaming your name with refusal to turn from iniquity. See us now hungering and thirsting for your righteousness, for truth to be taken up from the street and reset upon its pillar, the pillar you place for it in the earth, the house of God, the church, the pillar and ground of the truth. Hear our hearts call for judgment and righteousness to return and bring these wicked traitors, these thieves, murderers, and tyrants, all to kneel at the foot of justice. And if they refuse to heed the drawing call of your spirit upon their conscience, then bring them by your judgment to heal, that we might have healing for our land. Deliver us from these wicked and unreasonable children of disobedience. Break the power of darkness that protects the wicked from judgment. Return justice to America. For the House moves now to defy nature and nature's God, passes bills codifying abortion and same-sex marriage, both contrary to nature, defiant against the Creator, treason against Christ Jesus and his kingdom, his rule over heaven ignored and his rule over earth denied, and bringing great evil upon the land. Friend, you can do nothing against God that does not contribute to the destruction of mankind. See the godless party, the party of Antichrist, made up of mostly office-holding demoncrats and about half the office-holding republicrats, as they advance policies that push forward the agenda of Satan himself, who is a thief that comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what Jesus told us. That's why the governing policies of these Antichrist rulers, inclusive of all who deny the name of Jesus with blasphemy, and those that deny the name with infamy, who say, "Lord, Lord," and do not the things he says, who name the name with their mouths while their heart is with his enemies, who take the name of Christ in their lips when it suits their political ambitions, but continue in their iniquity, who, Judas-like, affect a Christian outward appearance and with traitorous heart kiss the Son, not with humble and genuine affection, but with treachery in their hearts. These push policies that always result in yet more theft of our liberties and property, the murder of men, women, and children, and ultimately the destruction of mankind, all to bring in this new world order under the power of Apollyon, the destroyer. One world under Satan, with tyranny and oppression for all. Repent. Start right there. Repent of all your ungodly deeds which you have ungodly committed, and all your hard speeches which ungodly Marxists have spoken against Christ Jesus the Lord, and kiss the Son with genuine, that is, honest humility, and appeal to his loving kindness, lest he be angered and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Read Psalm 2. Whew. All right, the boil has run over and my heart has settled back to that constant simmering. The troubled spirit sighing and crying for the sins of the people, but quieted somewhat by a hope whispered, I trust, to my heart by the soft-spoken dove of heaven. God will intervene and will belay the order of wrath and extend mercy once more. I have hope. And Lord willing, I will give reasons for that hope this Sunday, beginning at 10:45 a.m. and continuing at 5 p.m. As I conclude this segment, I express a sincere appeal for patience from all whose sensitivities are disturbed by my occasional appeals to purchase my book, God's War. And I especially petition your patience with my outrageous expectation that you pay for it. I know such things disturb Christian communists, and I do not desire to drive you away from this ministry, for you need it more than most. Okay. Kidding aside, buy God's War. It explains so many things and clarifies for you what is going on right now in America and in the world, and helps you make sense of it all from a biblical perspective. You can order it from our church bookstore. Go to books@dbp.com. David Baker Paul, DBP. Books at, and the word at is not the little symbol used as in an email address, but the word at, books@dbp.com. And there you can order for $24.95 and pay for shipping to have it delivered. Those who will walk into the church to get it can get it for $20. I keep my office in my home, so to pick it up from the church bookstore, you'll need to call, let us know when you'll be by, and then you save not only the $5 off the cost, but also shipping. The best way is to come to one of our public services, and then let's meet. I'll be glad to sign it for you. Come this Sunday and pick up a copy of God's War. If you prefer to read your books in digital format, go to, I think any online bookstore carries it now. I know all the main ones do. And search God's War with my name, Scheidbach, Scheidbach. And most of these outlets sell it for $9.99. Now, let's get back to your brain massage. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The Brain Massage Show radiates the mind with truth, releasing thought antibodies that attack and destroy lies. Stay tuned. The Brain Masseur is ready to massage your brain. Warning. We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheidbach's mind. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him.
The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheibach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that is in the process right now of stealing from us our liberties. Biden administration announces that the fully vaxxed Pino has COVID. I've wrestled that serpent and can tell you its bite for guys our age. Well, Der Biden is almost 10 years my senior, but it's nasty venom, friend. It can take down even a strong man. Well, let's pray he recovers quickly and fully. We want him removed from office, but by judgment of the sword of civil justice applied through the judgment of an honest court. Horowitz has published an article on the downside of mask use. As most of you know, almost from the beginning of this mask mandate nonsense, I have been speaking about the issue. And I'm wrapping up an extensive deep dive research study on the issue of masks. The brain masseur has examined, and I'm counting, 587 scientific studies. I'm not kidding around. I mean, that's adjusted for the 33 supplements I've included in all of that. And I've actually examined about a third of those. And then it also adjusts for the 30 duplicates that I've uncovered as I've gone through my archive of articles shaping it up for publication. In addition, I included 29 technical articles dealing with things like, well, let's see, here's one. What are nonlinear differential equations? And then here's another one. What is laminar flow? And on and on. I said deep dive, and I was not kidding. I have well over 1,500 pages of notes. I have a first draft of the publication done, and the final should be ready in a few weeks. Lord willing, I read Horowitz's article, and it's spot on. The fact is, my friends, there is a movement in the scientific community from science to superstition. I found one article funded by the United States CDC, literally calling for scientists to leave the gold standard of scientific research, the randomized controlled trial, in favor or in deference to what has in the past been called observational science, and dismissed by sincere and serious scientists as fraught with multiple confounders, and that's, you know, things, issues that compromise the research results, and as being inadequate to support more than conjecture, which might or might not lead to further study. They are inexpensive and much easier to construct and perform, but they are not good for anything, except perhaps to recommend this or that question for further study. And that's it. Now they want to call these natural experiments, with the express purpose, I should have said the expressed purpose, to allow scientists to conduct observational-based experiments or get away from RCTs without having to satisfy the high bar of the randomized controlled trial so that government policy can be more quickly informed by quote-unquote science. Yeah, the kind that the Bible calls science falsely so-called. I kid you not, my friend, in a United States-funded study. It's all going to be in my booklet coming soon. I've concentrated my research on examining, especially, all of those studies put forward to support the claim that masks work. Yeah. And like you have heard from others, I can tell you firsthand, every legitimate RCT, randomized controlled trial, of even moderate quality, much less those, and there are many of high quality, none of them offer any evidence at all that supports the idea that masks work, at least not the kind recommended by Fauci at all. They don't provide anything close to adequate protection against something so small as a virus. Friend, the pore size of your typical surgical or procedural mask is 300 nanometers. The cloth masks are something like 700 nanometers, the usual size of a SARS-CoV-2 virion, and a virion, by the way, refers to an infectious virus particle. The usual size is 125 nanometers, and they range in sizes from 40 to 140 nanometers. And they are carried in micro droplets of sizes from 70 to 200 nanometers, with hundreds of these found in submicron droplets that are in size below 5,000 nanometers or 5 micrometers. Think about this. And thousands are carried in droplets that are from 5 to 10 micrometers or 5,000 to 10,000 nanometers. Are you following this? And while the surgical mask can be expected to capture at least some of those droplets in the larger sizes, and somewhat significantly less of those droplets in the lower range of 300 nanometers and above, remember, the size of the pores of your typical surgical mask is 300 nanometers. These droplets begin evaporation immediately, and as they evaporate, they shrink and soon become aerosolized. This is what we know. This is what the science actually says, meaning that these are small enough to be carried by air currents almost indefinitely. And when fully desiccated, that is, evaporation is complete, releasing the virion from the droplet, these can be launched into the atmosphere when you exhale, or drawn deeply into the lower region of your lungs when you inhale. These masks can be dangerous. And there's much more. The bottom line is that, A, the masks do not work, which is exactly what Fauci said before his CCP masters impressed on him the importance that he get on board and participate in preparing America to come under Chinese Communist Party control and demonstrate our readiness for their control and our subservience to our CCP masters by obediently wearing the masks of oppression. Not the Chinese, mind you. I have a beloved sister whose son married a beautiful and precious Chinese woman. She's very dear. The Chinese people are, well, people, for heaven's sake. They have all the same desires for liberty, justice, and freedom to pursue happiness that any of us has. They had communism forced on them by the violent who take the kingdom by force. And now, the same oppressors who took China into a dictatorship want to do the same thing here and around the world. We must not allow it. If America falls, the whole Western world falls into the power of the Chinese Communist Party. Another thing I learned in my deep dive on the mask issue is that it's totally about oppression and has nothing at all to do with health. I have a whole subset of articles detailing the harmful effects of masks that completely obliterates the appeal to what is called the precautionary principle. I'll explode that in my book, which is total farce. I'll be showing how these wicked people are stealing science from us. I mean, they've ruined everything else. Why not science too? They're politicizing science like they have everything else, including religion, by the way. It is the left that politicized religion. They have purposely adopted policies that challenge core religious convictions and beliefs, and did so in order to set government in opposition to religion and vice versa, to give government an excuse to regulate, control, and finally, as in all communist regimes, exterminate religion, specifically and especially biblical Christianity. So thank you, Horowitz, for breaking out with this important statement. In this article, masks are not the benign, harmless intervention they are made out to be. They're not safe, and over-prolonged use can cause serious harm. These yahoos talk about natural experiments and mean to run fake science experiments on entire populations, sort of like how Gates been doing that in certain areas of Africa. You know, where in some communities he's accused of maiming and even killing innocent victims with his vaccines. Yeah, this is all hidden stuff, but we're going to bring it out. Look, we are all knowledgeable of his statements showing disdain for human life, calling for reductions in carbon emitters. I saw the video, you probably saw it too, of his meeting where he giggled about how one of the major contributors to global warming would have to go pretty much to zero, and pointing to human population, highlighted on the screen, to the amusement of his hearers who chuckled with him. These people do not share the same value for human life that we have, and that is the reason they can so cavalierly dismiss the value of the human child in the womb and subordinate that life to the interests of its mother and say, if the baby interferes with the hopes and dreams of its mother, the baby can be, nay, should be, sacrificed on the altar of her convenience, or on the altar of the convenience of her employer or boyfriend, who does not want to take responsibility for the child conceived by his seed. These are themes for a monster movie and not appropriate behavior from people who cherish life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In that order, friend. It's not pursuit of happiness at the expense of liberty or life. In fact, our founders were the type that would sacrifice their earthly happiness for liberty and say, give me liberty or give me death. I mean, they would put liberty above both life and happiness. Since liberty is wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, and it is truth that will make you free, and Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, if we hope to preserve liberty and freedom, we had better return to the truth and submit to the Spirit of Christ while we resist the spirit of Antichrist. I'll see you tonight, Lord willing, during my live stream, Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress. We're currently streaming through Facebook, so go to our Facebook page, like it, and set it up for notifications. Lately, I've been going live at around 9 p.m. If you are on my notifications list, you'll be sent an email about 10 to 15 minutes before I switch on. You can get on the list by going to our website, brainmassage.net, and using the contact form, send me your email address, and I'll add it. But put in the message there that you want to be added to the notifications list. Also, you can call 805-314-2114 and leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Now, it's set up to respond, promoting our theme right now, God's War. But it's the Brain Massage Show Listener Response Hotline, 805-314-2114. Now, you can call that number and simply say lights on and then hang up if you like, or lights off and hang up, or give me a piece of your mind to chew on. I've certainly laid down a chunk of mine that'll choke you. And if you want me to return your call, please let me know. Now, I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now, you let me know you see that they are on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, and that is 805-314-2114. And you are all invited to come by and meet me at the Lighthouse Baptist Church at any of our public services. Wednesday night at 7, Sunday morning beginning at 9:30, continuing at 10:45, and reconvening at 5 p.m. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Come to Lighthouse Baptist Church.